You are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a hardcore look at LOTRO from a casual point of view. Casual Stroll to Mordor is brought to you by Typefrag.com. Use the coupon code 2MORDOR on your checkout. Get 25% off your first month. That Typefrag has Ventrilo, Typefrag, or Typefrag, TeamSpeak, or Mumble servers now. All three.
TeamSpeak?
Yeah, it has TeamSpeak now. And you can transfer your server between each one of the services for free on the fly.
That's crazy.
Also, we are brought to you by Doghouse Systems. You get use the code 2MORDOR, get twice the RAM. If it goes beyond what the system can handle, you'll also get a coupon code bag. So if you put 16 and plug down 32, which if you do, you're a madman. But I don't think most of the systems can handle 32 RAM.
Well, I have no idea about any of that stuff. Like RAM.
Yeah, maybe some. But if it doesn't, you get a rebate back. Also, our chat room is not responding right now. So if you are listening to this, what you can do is log into My Middle Earth.
If you're listening to this and trying to catch us live.
Right.
Like if you're listening to this recorded, we're not
maybe not so much
there.
But if you're listening to this live, log into My Middle Earth Network, go to the bottom bar, click on chat rooms, and there is a Casual Stroll to Mordor chat room where you can go.
You have to be logged in, I believe, to see it. And there's like a bottom bar at the bottom. There's like social network buttons. And then all the way on the right side, there's a button that says chat rooms.
All right. So now that that craziness is aside.
Yeah, well, we're doing this off schedule. We have a party tonight. And so we're like, well, we could cut the party short to do the podcast, or we could skip the podcast. And we said, let's just do the podcast early. And that way we don't miss a week and we don't have to rush ourselves tonight during our event.
Yeah, for those of you who are not in the U.S., this is Memorial Day weekend here in the United States, where we honored our fallen soldiers and those who are still in service. And it's also a holiday weekend, so Monday's off. And everything's crazy. Everybody's going up north or going south or going west or east, or like us, staying home and going to parties.
Well, we're doing stuff. We're just not traveling.
Yeah, well, we're traveling to the Detroit area, and then we're traveling to your parents.
We're traveling to the Detroit area.
Yeah. All right, so what did you do this week?
Hold on. I was still answering chat room questions.
All right, so I'll start with what I did. So I played my Warden a bit, almost level 51. I am thankful that there are some people updating their Warden. Because I still don't have all the gambits down. And so I'm thankful for people who are actually getting work done on the plugins, which are my preferred way. I know some people just do it by memory. Some people have charts. Although Harparella's chart's very nice.
Harparella's charts are very... I understand Harparella's charts, which means that like I don't even have a warden.
And for people who are updating them, because some of these things... are some of those gambits still not available, and it's also kind of frustrating because
why are they not available?
Because they got moved around when the warden got changed. So some of them are showing up as available on the warden charts or on the plugins, but you don't have them anymore because they got moved to like level 60 or something like that.
Oh,
and so I'm really appreciative of people who have updated LOTRO Wiki and other things. Because when I like to set mine so that the ones that I'm working on deeds for are highlighted, and so I know which ones to use. But some of those deeds are require you to use some that you don't have anymore. But I've opened up the deed and already made progress, so I still have it open. It's a little frustrating, but anyways, almost to 51. I'm going to finish off a couple of things in Aurigian, and then I'm going to head into Moria to check out the changes. I want to see what's going on there. I was working on my hunter, who's the cook in Moria, but I'm just not, and this is just a personal preference, nothing about hunters, anything like that.
He hates hunters.
I don't hate hunters. I love hunters. They make things go boom. But at the same time, I just wasn't excited about it in Moria. So I'm going to try something melee related because I love the melee classes. So that's my goal. What about you? What are you up to this week?
On the dumps this week, we entered and completed the forges. This is the first time I've ever done that dungeon. I've not done most of the Moria dungeons, and the forges was a brand new one.
Yeah, I don't think I have either.
Yeah, so it was my first time, and we didn't do hard mode, but we did complete the dungeon just fine. I dinged 60 when we got out, when I turned in my billion quests. So I'm level 60 now. And other than that, it was pretty cool. We want to try it again sometime to see if we can do the hard mode, which is like another time limit thing. Like you beat a dude and you have to beat the rest of them within a certain time limit.
Right.
So we're going to go back and try that sometime. But right now we're just pretty pleased that we got that done on our first try.
Well, congratulations. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Other than that, the Spring Festival is out, so of course I was doing that like crazy. Katani was helping me again, thank goodness, trying to get all the Spring Festival details so that we can make the guide. And then I've done a little of the Spring Festival for myself. I ground up tokens to get the stupid hedge crap that I don't even want. The hedge, there's a new hedge elf and a new hedge dwarf. I don't want them for my yard because I already have the hobbit one and I'm a hobbit. But I needed pictures of them, so I sacrificed my leaves.
All your leaves.
All my leaves so that you guys can see pictures of those silly things. Because, you know, if you're a dwarf or an elf, you might want one of these in your yard. I'm surprised there's not a man, though.
Maybe that's next year.
Maybe. Anyway, that's all I've done. I haven't won the horse or anything. We'll go over the Spring Festival, but I really didn't collect a whole lot of flowers. Like, collected enough flowers to get the gist of what was going on, turned it in, and moved on to the next thing so I can make sure that I got all of the festival in my guide. So,
well, congratulations, and good job on getting that out as well.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I was up late.
All right, so I think that concludes. This might be a fast episode. It's feeling like a fast episode.
I think we have a lot of stuff to talk about this week, though, compared to last week, where there was nothing. I think there was a lot of stuff, at least a lot of store news, because of the holiday. Turbine likes to put out sales and stuff. I have a lot to talk about during that section.
Okay. All right. I'll head into the news then.
And now, the town crier.
All right, so the first thing up we have are the Galloping Gala screenshot contest winners. These have been uploaded by Turbine, and wow, they're really good.
Mine's not loading. I went to the forums homepage.
Oh, of course, because that's the way the forums work. Well, they are gorgeous. I think my favorite has got to be the party photographer. Just because
that one's so pretty with all the fireworks and that guy rearing up his horse.
Right. Although the race photographer, that had to take some coordination as well. And of course, the best of breeds and the head of the herd and the best in show are all very good. These are all really good. So, wow. It's just really well done. These people could teach me a thing or two about taking screenshots. So congratulations, all of you. I don't remember what it was that you won, but I'm sure it was very good.
Most screenshot contests, they win like 500 turbine points and a forum title.
Forum title. Mm-hmm. Okay. Also up, we have the Bull Roar 7.1 release notes. This is a 0.1 release note. So they're just, yeah, majority are bug and patches for things that are known issues. However, it is on the public test server Bull Roar, so if you want to go check out some of the fixes, feel free.
Yeah, there's mostly fixes. The things that I added to the post that I thought were interesting is that there's going to be mystery cloaks being added, as long, you know, we have the mystery hauberks now, which has this special hidden symbol on it.
Right.
They're adding cloaks of the same type.
Cool.
And also All potion vendors are being modified to hold all tiers of potions. So even if you're like hanging out in the Shire, you can pick up your level 75 potions.
I like that. Yeah. I like that idea quite a bit.
It's a convenience thing. It's nice. So the everything else looked like they were just fixes from their issues list. So,
okay, excellent. All right. All right. And Spring Festival is live.
Yep.
Know anything about that?
No, just a smidge maybe. We'll talk about it when we get to the guide. I have the guide posted up in CSDM News.
Okay.
But it is live. It's until June 11th is when this is active.
So for some quick developer bites, there is a bug that is going on that shows all the little flag markers for all the locations. It kind of ruins the experience of finding these.
Or confusing you, thinking that you've already been there.
Yeah, or confusing you. It is a bug. It has been discovered and fixed. I don't know if it's going in 7.1.
I believe it is in 7.1.
Okay, so they
may be wrong, but I thought I saw it there.
All right, so it is coming up. It should be fixed in 7.1, hopefully. And also, an update on the 15-minute hope tokens. The reason why some people couldn't see them is that they were level restricted.
Yeah, so last week we said, don't bother for the free hope tokens because they're not in the store. They're for level 50s and lower, and that's why I couldn't see them in the store and possibly why you couldn't see them in the store either. They were for level 50 and lower. There was no information in the post to tell me that. I could see the 30 minutes just fine. I just couldn't see the 15 minutes, so I just thought they don't exist, and that wasn't true. They did exist. They were for 50 and lower, but they did update their coupon, which is too late now, but they did update their coupon to allow everybody to get them, even if it's a 30-minute one.
That's good. And
so just a little follow-up on that, so because I said they don't exist, and it's not true.
Yeah, you just didn't see them because they were 50 and under, so, and you were not level under 50, so.
Nope, I was not.
Okay, so also, going into the store section, we have double bonus points through May 28th. These are on the top three tiers of the purchases.
Yeah, I kind of wish they would do these for all of them.
Yeah, they every so often they kind of pick some of them, not all of them. But these go on the $59.99, but I'm going to round it up just for heaven's sake. Just $60 US, the $100 US, and the $200 US. These are the, well, you're getting a double bonus on it. So it's a good time to buy it if you are looking into buying turbine points.
Yeah, if you were looking for turbine points, these are good sales. These double bonus points puts the cost of the turbine points under a penny. So they're a good deal. We usually figure a penny per point is the average cost, so you're getting them for below average. The bummer is that you have to shell out $60 because that's the only one that's the lowest one that's being doubled. But if you were planning on buying some and $60 doesn't phase you, this is a good deal. I do just suggest you buy them if you can afford it.
Right. It's a good alternative to subscribing as well. Because most of the things that you can do are you buy through turbine points. So, you know, it's your option. It's your availability.
I think this is the only time I've seen the $200 one double bonus. Yeah. I mean, 33,000 turbine points. It's a lot.
Yeah. But it is a lot. Also, there is a new feature called the Lotro Market.
So the Lotro Market is essentially, like in the past, we've called this the Turbine Web Store.
Right.
It's the same thing, except that they've consolidated it. Because before, everything was kind of like, they're all considered part of the Turbine Web Store, but they were in different spots. Like if you went to the spot for game cards, all you saw was game cards. You didn't see the Rise of Isengard stuff. You didn't see the Lotro Point bundles there. You only saw that piece. So they've made a single Lotro Market is what they're calling it, that has all of their web store offerings on one single page, which makes sense and is a good thing. So that's thumbs up for that.
It does look a lot better, too.
I didn't really have a problem with the way it looked before. I mean, it didn't match the site, but it was obvious that it was a turbine store. The thing is that there's been times where, you know, I'm like, I need to buy some points to give away on the show. And I go to what I think is the web store and I end up just seeing the game time cards. And I'm like, well, how do I get to the points? And I can't
Right.
So I've actually had to go to our site, search for the Turbine Web Store at our site, click that link to find the Turbine Points codes. I mean, it was not clear to me at all. So this is a good thing. Consolidation into one spot. Smart. And the only other thing that is pretty sniffy. That's a new thing, I guess.
Okay.
Is that Isengard is 50% off. I'm guessing just until Monday. They had no end date listed, but I'm guessing it's just a weekend sale, just as like a celebration of the Lotro market. Rise of Isengard and all its packages are 50% off, so you can get any of the editions are 50% off, so you can get the base edition for like $15 right now.
So two things about this, and just kind of things I'm noticing, I'm not complaining or praising. One, I think it's interesting that they have the double points in the store or in the game that are being applied, but they're not applied to the ones on here.
True.
Two, Krell makes a good point that he's kind of surprised it doesn't sell the Mithril Edition, but I think the Mithril Edition, although, can you buy that through Lotro? Can you buy the Mithril Edition through Lotro?
I don't think so. I think it might even be a GameStop exclusive. Like, I know the overseas friends can buy it on Amazon, but I don't think it's on our Amazon.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think it is a GameStop exclusive over here in the States.
Interesting. Let's see. I'm going to the Mithril Edition page. I go buy now. It takes me immediately to GameStop.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
It's what I just said.
Yeah, that's an interesting choice.
So but I don't know how long the exclusivity is. I know that the folks like in the UK, they can buy it on their UK Amazon store. But it's exclusive to GameStop right now.
Okay.
So, you know, whenever that exclusivity ends, I would hope that they would put something like that on their Lotro market.
Well, it would make sense to do it through your own, do it through yourself if possible. Make the most money. All right. Well, maybe someday. But anyways, Lotro market, I give it a thumbs up. I like it. It makes things look prettier and it doesn't send me to a website that looks a little skeevy and makes me nervous.
Right.
All right. So on to the weekly store sale.
Free sample this week is morale potions.
Yay!
Free morale potions!
Woo! Nice.
Coupon code MRL. Morale potion L. I don't know what the L for. MRL552 is the coupon code. You have to put the stack of five morale potions into your cart and then use that coupon code and you will get those for free this week.
Excellent. All right.
The Scroll of Finesse is having a buy one, get one free sale. That's 50% off. If you use coupon code SFS512, you have two of those in your cart. Use that code. You will get one of them for free. It's a buy one, get one free sale.
Very cool.
There is a limited release of Tier 7 stat tomes. These are full price, 295 turbine points, but they are back available in the store. It seems to be a monthly thing because they were available in March for a little bit. They were available in May for April a little bit. And now they're available in March for a little bit, in May, whatever month this is, for a little bit. It's until June 7th is when these are available. So if you're interested, they're now available once again for sale, so you can pick those up.
That's a good sale. Well, I mean, it's a good buy, I think, especially if you're looking for that little bit of extra tweaking. It's up to you, though. Also, we have quest packs on sale for 30% off, including the Great River, North Downs, Trollshaws, Evendim, Misty Mountains, Forkel, Angmar, Eregion, Lothlorien, and Enidwythe. All on sale for 30% off. It's a good time to pick up zones if you're missing them. These are free for VIP, but if you do cancel your VIP, you will no longer have access to them for the most part. So if you're looking for them, hey, there you go. They're on sale.
Mm-hmm. Legacies are on sale for 30% off. This gets a thumb down because they're pretty easy to get in the game.
I agree.
And you don't really need to buy them. But if you want to, buy them on sale is what my motto is. 30% off this week.
Right. Tier 6 relic packs are on sale for 75% off.
Why just the 6?
I don't know.
But yeah, Tier 6 relic packs are 75% off. That is a huge discount.
That is a very huge discount.
People must not be buying these.
Well, okay, so if you're into the legendary item system, you can do It's a shortcut. I mean, you if you do it by yourself, you can get to, I think you can do a tier 6 relic fairly easily. It's just up to you. I mean, if you want a shortcut, here you go. Otherwise, don't do it yourself. I mean, that's what it comes down to. So it's up to you. I mean, it's all about speed and quickness. Go ahead.
Scroll combination is 50% off. What this is it increases your critical success chance on crafting to 25% when combining relics or with the Relic Forge at the Relic Forge. So it's just for relics again.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a meh too, because honestly, I've never been wowed by my critical success every time when I've combined a relic or anything. So I can't say that I've been like, I give it a super big thumbs up, but I don't know. Maybe I'm missing something out on it.
I don't know. I guess if you were really, 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 really want to make sure that you get a critical success, you would be tempted to buy one of these. But I would just be like, well, that didn't work. Well, crap.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. And last but not least, skill deed boosts. Yay!
Yay.
30% off. It gets a meh. Lasts for about 30. Let's see. Lasts for about 30.
These are for class skill deeds, just so you know.
They unlock your daily skill deed. They double it. Limit. They undo the limit.
Mm-hmm.
They give you double count for it.
Double count for it.
And some of these, you know, some of it's not so bad, because especially if you're doing like some grind where it's like 600, it can get a little bit of pain in the butt. Res skills, always a pain in the butt. If you can set aside some time to actually get the stuff done, these help. So
yeah, and the thing is I could only see maybe using it on something that you don't have part of your usual routine, cycle, rotation, whatever. Something that you're... I mean, because usually when I'm working on a class skill deed, I'm like, okay, I need to get 500 of this thing, so I'm just going to smack it every so often.
Right.
While I'm fighting, just to get it. Some of them don't require combat to do, so you can just, like, stop, do it, keep running where you're going. That kind of thing. So... evaluate what skills you need to work on and see if there's a way to do this without it. But if it's just a pain in the butt and it's just going to take you a long time, I am perfectly okay with buying one of these and making it go faster.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Moving on to the Mithril Edition. Mithril Edition, what's going on there?
It's back on sale at GameStop for $19.99. It's not half off. It's 33% off this. But it's only until May 28th. It's just a holiday weekend special. Anyway, if you missed the half off that we had a couple weeks ago, this is not... I mean, it's still $20. Not a bad deal. You get $20 worth of turbine points included in it. So if you need the path of the Fellowship quest packs... you can buy that, get a horse, and get some turbine points on top of it for the same amount of money. So that's not so bad. This is for both the digital download and the box copy. You have a choice. Both of them are $19.99.
Well, at least there's that option then.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Facebook coupon.
Yeah, this appeared late on Friday afternoon, night before I was leaving work. There was a Facebook coupon code that was posted to the Lord of the Rings Online Turbine account. If you use coupon code 5LOTROFB, that's 5LOTROFB, Facebook, you can get an additional 5% off everything in your cart in the Lotro store. It's until June 1st. It's just a weekend sale kind of thing again. Well, June 1st is until like next week. So you get a whole week for that.
It's until Friday.
Yeah. So, an extra 5%, it does stack as well. So you could stack it with current sales. You know, the 30% off of things, if you do that, you get like 33% off, as Tanner in the comments tells me.
But it's 5% off 30%. Whatever that turns out, it's more money in
your
pocket.
It's more off. I mean, that's a good thing. So, yeah. That's good. You can also, this is a little tip here. Pro tip. The store sales come out on Thursday and you have until Friday to use this. You can hold on to one of them. You get three uses of it. You could hold on to one of them to see what next week's store sale is too, and combine this coupon code with next week's sales as well.
Yep. So there you go. Pro tips. Purchase. All right, in CSTM news, we are having a Skype Free Talk Everyman Pro Pack giveaway. What is this? You may be asking, what is this Pro Pack you speak of?
What is a Pro Pack? It is a wireless headset with a microphone and a video cam, a webcam.
Yep.
It is very, very nice. I looked this up. They're $140.
Yeah.
They're crazy expensive. We're giving away three for free because Skype contacted us and they love us and they wanted us to give away stuff for our to our listeners. And we said, we would love to give away stuff. We use Skype all the time. We not only in our personal life where we're talking, video chatting with Baby Hobbit's grandparents who live in Texas, but any guest you've ever heard on the CSTM podcast has been connected to us through Skype.
Unfortunately, it's only available to U.S. and Canada. This is not our restriction. This is not something that we chose.
Yeah, our giveaway is only for U.S. and Canada residents. It does end next Friday, June 1st. So we're using a Rafflecopter widget for this. So you just need to go and submit your entries. You can enter up to four times to, you know, get four entries in. And we're giving three away next Saturday is when I'm going to pick them after the contest ends.
Just a minute, I have to enter.
No, you don't.
I'm just kidding.
Don't worry, guys. I can delete his entries.
I haven't entered. I thought about it just to be funny, but...
I would find him.
Yes, and you would not like it.
No, I would...
not find it funny.
I would not find it funny. So, it's very nice, though. I want to thank the folks at Skype for offering this to us.
Yes, thank you. All right. Also, we have something you may have heard about, the Spring Festival Guide for 2012. I love that screenshot of the shrews.
That's an official one, I believe, but I think it's so funny that I use it every year.
It's good. It's a good one.
So the Spring Festival is live. Like we said, it's active until June 11th of this year, and this year only, and then never again until next year.
Yeah, until next
year. There's a few changes from this year from last year, in case you were around last year. The flower collection quests are back. If you were in the 2010 Spring Festival, we used to have a flower collection quest. Well, we had to go and collect flowers and then turn them in for gift boxes and there was random stuff. That's back, but they put a kind of twist on it using the same kind of idea as the anniversary festival with the you get a badge and then you can do this once a day and you can
buy pick up flowers.
Or you can pick up one in the store for $100.
$100.
100 turbine points.
Wow, they've really started to like
no, it's 100 jump turbine those prices points. Up. Sorry. So you can do this once a day with a ticket. You can do it again if you buy a ticket in the turbine store. You get an hour to go and collect as many flowers as you want. There's three locations. You need six of each type of flower in order to get a box. So if you want to get a box, you should probably spend some time in each of the zones collecting flowers. Now, so my smart idea this morning was, okay, I'm going to, for the next 3 days... spend a whole hour doing nothing but picking flowers in Brie. And then tomorrow I'm going to do nothing but pick flowers in, you know, Aired Lewin. And then the next day I'm going to do nothing but pick. I'm like, 3 days of picking flowers for an hour solid. And each of the things should get me a ton of flowers and I can go buy 100 boxes. Oh my gosh. An hour of flower picking was just enough to kill me.
See, you should. We still have that 10-10 DVD from Netflix because if I don't keep it for a month, I'm not doing it right. And you could have watched that at the same time.
I should have, honestly. My brilliant idea was not for me, obviously. I need to move. I should have done like a couple... I should have broken it up. 20 minutes there, moved on to the next place is what I should have done. So if you have more patience than me, my idea was sound. It was just not for me. Anyway, there is a new horse with this flower collection quest that is randomly selected from one of the gift boxes. It is called the Steed of the Jester. It jingles when it runs.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. I like the look of it. Some people are complaining that it's fall looking. I think it just looks sunny and happy. I like it. It's kind of red and orangey colors.
It is kind of a little fallish looking.
You're wrong. I can see it. The colors are autumnish, but I think of them more of sunshine and bright
sunshine and lollipops and
right. So anyway, I don't have this horse, but luckily Sonove of Landerville was nice enough to pose for me, so I got that picture for you guys. There's new horse at Hengster's farm. Hengster's farm
I don't know.
The horse farm in Bray.
The horse placey.
And I don't know why they named it this. Apparently it's the name of a flower, which is, you know.
Cool.
I think it's a flower in Rohan or something, somebody told me.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. I like that.
But I don't know how to pronounce it.
It is called the Symbolimminum Steed.
The Symbolimminum Steed.
And it is not my favorite color.
No, I'm not super hot on it.
But some people do love it. Now,
some people, I posted it on Facebook and people were like, oh my gosh, I need it. So it's just a preference thing. Yeah.
So not my favorite, but some people do love it. Some people, it seemed to be hit or miss. And that's okay, because you know what? There's plenty of horses for everybody who do not like them. So, there's no problem.
I'm still going to get it. Don't worry about it.
It's 62%, 200 morale, just like most of them. I don't know. This or the Jester
horse? I just noticed the typo. I spelled spring wrong there. I can fix that later.
Okay. I don't know. Anyways, you get it the normal way. 2 spring tokens, 1 document of mount ownership, and 40 spring leaves. So...
And for some reason, the two, like, there's only the two horses there. There's the Symbolimminum Spring and this 2011 Springtime Steed are available to earn in-game through the festival. The Blue Rowan Steed and the Springfest Steed, they're store exclusive now. You can only buy them in the store, but they're not currently in the store. I went and looked at the store, and the only ones in the store are the Harvest Mast, the Yule Pony, and this, like, the Pale Summer Golden Steed. It's like the... every other festival but spring steeds. But they are store exclusive now. You will only be able to pick those up in the store. Other changes. Let me scroll back up to the top where my changes are. There's new cosmetics. The Symbolimminum theme continues with some new cosmetics. I love the hat. Love the hat.
The hat. Let me see.
It's so me.
The wide brimmed?
Yes.
Yeah, I can see that.
It is so me. It is perfect. Very pretty. Is dyeable. There's a nice circlet as well. These are all available to earn with your spring leaves as the token of choice in the spring festival. And finally, a change from last year. Last year, we kept on getting spammed with secret admirer mailings. I don't know if anybody remembers
that.
Yeah, they appear to be gone.
Yay, because I didn't like them.
All the gifts look to be in the new flower collection boxes. So, like, that giant flower that you can hang on to, you can get that from... It's a random reward from the collection boxes. So.
Okay. I like... the cosmetics look really good. I'll give them a thumbs up. Yeah, that white brim hat is pretty cool. Something a little bit different.
Other than that, there's no new quests. The hedge mage works exactly the same as last year. The consumables, the dragon and the doom shroom are now consumable deeds.
I might totally do that dragon one.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a nice emote.
The Areador cartographile deed has 4 maps available in the spring festival. In case you missed them last year, you can pick those up and get that deed. And, other than that, everything else seems to be the same as last year. Not that that's bad. The only difference is the flower collection quests are back, and you can collect flowers and hopefully get a horse. Or one thing that Katani noticed, and I'm not ready to say this is a solid fact, even though I've experienced it as well. But if you pick like up a green box from the vendor, it typically has things like green wall paint or green dye in it. Like, it's color coded. Kind of a thing.
Really?
The horse can drop from any of them. I've looked at the forum posts where they're keeping track, and the horse has dropped from every kind of color. So that's just a random drop in general. But like the dyes and the wall paints and stuff that you can get from it tend to drop from boxes of the same color.
Okay. Okay. Good observation.
Yeah, it was interesting. I didn't notice until she told me, and I was like, oh my God, you're right.
Cool. Anything else about the festival?
I think I've talked enough.
Okay. Also on the site, we have Shipwreck, who posted his article about making LOTRO ad-free. This was an opinion post.
The thing that a lot of people are misunderstanding, I don't think that they read it. They just decided to hop on the I hate you Shipwreck bandwagon is that Shipwreck is not saying go back to a premium model where it's a subscription only. He's saying that he is a subscriber. He should have an option of not getting ads.
Yeah. I mean, okay, here's the thing, is that the point wasn't that they shouldn't make income, like you said. It's the fact that there are, I mean, you can ignore it somewhat, but yeah, if you're doing the festival,
you pick up that quest, you turn it in,
you get it every time. You get reminded constantly that there, you do get reminded constantly that there's a store. You're just used to being reminded that there's a store. So while I understand it, I think that this is an interesting take and something I wouldn't necessarily mind because I am a lifer. I know that the store is there. I don't need to be reminded that the store is there because I'm well aware that it's there.
Well, for that daily, you know, ticket quest in the Spring Festival, tell me once that I can buy a ticket. I don't need to know every day with every tune that I can buy a ticket. You know?
Right.
Be like, okay, we've already alerted her that this is in the store. She's got it. She's okay. You don't need to tell her every day with every tune.
Exactly. All right. It was just an opinion, and we appreciate it. Let me also throw this out. If you have a counterpoint that you'd like to make, and you have an opinion post, you can submit it to us, and we'll see.
It's nice. I like hearing people's ideas. There's nothing wrong with this idea. There is nothing wrong with Shipwreck. Some people were just so rude about it.
Yeah.
Like, read it first, folks.
Yeah.
Before you start screaming at him that Lotro wouldn't exist at all if it wasn't for free to play. We're not saying free to play is a bad thing.
No. It's just an opinion. So, thank you, Shipwreck, again, for your content. We appreciate it.
I'm drinking a beer.
She's getting started early, folks.
It's only like 4 o'clock.
In the morning.
No, it's not.
All right. So the Facebook app has been added to allow podcast streaming. This is something that Libsyn has made available through a Facebook app that they have.
Libsyn is our podcast host, in case you don't know that.
And they've added an app that we can put on. They made it a page, didn't they, that we can add on our Facebook page?
It's a Facebook app. If you go to our Facebook page, look under the giant pie cake. There's a button that says CSTM Podcast, and that right there will list all the recent podcasts there, and you can stream it right from Facebook.
Yeah, so just another way for you to listen to our wonderful content
that we offer
every week.
Sorry.
All right. No. I'm just
answering
questions.
On to community news. Kelly's Lotro Journal has a write-up about Weatherstock 2012, what's coming up for it. You can see the bands that are listed. You can see the roster. She volunteered to help out, so she's got some insight of what's going on, what's going to happen with it, and you could read all about it at her website if you follow the link in our show notes.
Yep. And we also have the Ride of the Kinships event. This event will start at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sunday, May 27th of 2012.
That's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow. So we have a link.
It's on the Vilja server.
It's on the, and it will start at Fenrir's Court at Thorin's Gate and ride all the way until they reach the doors of Orthanc.
Dun, dun, dun.
That sounds like a pretty fun ride.
Yeah. So gonna die.
I would die. Because I aggro everything.
Yes, you do. You have a skill. It's not a bad skill because you are Guardian. But it is a skill you possess.
It could be considered a bad skill if you're trying to get somewhere quickly, though.
Yes.
All right. So this week we had a poll of why do you complete deeds? What is your primary reason for doing deeds? And, what do you like to do? So we had a total of 1,235 voters. 47% said, I do deeds mainly for virtues. That would be my vote.
Okay.
I want a clean deed log, so I do all the deeds. Got 20%. I like that. That's an interesting point of view. It's kind of a completionist point of view, but I like it. That's not something I would have thought of because I'm a messy person. 20% said turbine points, so a tie.
I'm surprised that the clean deed log is up there so high.
Well, I don't know. It's just I can understand it, because when you're flipping through, it's kind of annoying to have one or two things just left behind. That's why I ignore them, and I pretend they're not there. 5% said, I want the shiny titles. 3% said, I want the pretty meta deed, mainly instance related. Wow. Kudos to yous who do those meta deeds, because they are a lot of work. 3% said other and left a comment, and 2% said, I don't do stinking deeds.
That was my vote. I used to do deeds. I used to, when I was leveling Golden Syrup, I'm like, I'm not leaving
the zone. Oh, you would do it all the time. It'd drive me nuts.
I'm not leaving the zone until I get all these deeds done.
It would drive me so nuts.
I'm totally over that.
Oh, okay. So, if this week's vote is, which region do you think should be revamped next? You can go ahead and go to our website and vote there if you'd like to.
Yeah, the only choices I have are old Eriador regions like Troll Shawls, Angmar, North Downs, Misty Mountains, Forkel. But there is another, so you can check and
if there's recommend another something else. Heck, you might say Isengard needs to be revamped. All right. And with that, we have Riddles in the Dark, where we profess our inability to comprehend Tolkien's works the way that they should be interpreted.
Ta-da!
Welcome. So,
you're welcome.
How will the film begin? Like that. There we go. Answer solved. On to raise your glass.
I don't think there's a choice for that. Where's the
choice? Pretty sure it's there.
They're asking in particular how it will begin, similar to one of the previous Lord of the Rings films, perhaps with a flashback or some sort of dwarven lore event. It can be frame the story, Bilbo talking a story to Frodo, for example. The episode ranges far and wide, touching on the use of frame narrative, the meta story framework Tolkien constructed around The Hobbit, and the process by which the story was gradually incorporated to one or more epic world of Arda. So, question this week, how will the film begin? Here are our choices. A. Voiceover exposition of background story elements a la Galadriel voiceover in Fellowship of the Ring. B. Flashback type 1. Epic action sequence. No voiceover as in Gandalf versus the Balrog and the Two Towers. Flashback type number 2. Non-action sequence. As in, like, Smeagol opening in Return of the King.
I would like to interject that I think choking is somewhat action-related, but I understand your point.
Choking is action-related.
I'm just being a jerk.
Oh, he's a Smeagol.
I'm being literal jerk.
Murdering somebody is action.
I'm kidding. I'm just being a jerk. I understand exactly what
the action sequence wasn't happening when it opened. That he was fishing when it opened.
Exactly. No, I totally get it. I'm just being an internet person. So
just stop being an internet person.
Will do.
Option C is D. What did I just say? Option D.
Yep.
Begin with the frame story, as in Bilbo and Frodo are talking.
I'm going with D.
I think so too. Why else is Frodo there? Frodo's telling a story, right? That's the whole thing. He's going to be telling the Bilbo story to people.
Well, and we already know that Elijah Wood is there.
Right. We know this.
We know that he is going to be speaking. It is going to be framed as Bilbo talking to Frodo as far as the story being told. So my guess would be D. I'm going with D.
I think so, too. I believe it's D, too. Although a voiceover, like explaining, I guess that wouldn't make much sense. Like, you're starting the story. The story should make sense. There's no catch up, you know, I guess. I guess Fellowship of the Ring was the first book for that one, and there was some voiceover. But that was explaining the whole ring thing.
Right, it was explaining the ring, it was explaining what happened, and that's kind of how... Isn't that how the book kind of begins? I don't remember.
No, I don't think so.
No, you're right, it doesn't. Totally doesn't.
It doesn't start with Galadriel talking, if that's what you...
No, it sure doesn't. Anyways, I'm going with the... B and C don't really make a lot of sense to me, but, you know, A does too, because it's Jackson, what he did with Fellowship of the Ring.
But I don't know what he would need to explain. Like, for the Fellowship of the Ring, he needed to explain the purpose of the ring. Why it was, you know, so scary. The whole thing was called the Lord of the Rings. And, you know, in the beginning of the story, we deceived, you know, Bilbo farting around with it, making himself invisible in front of his guests. Like, it's not dark and ominous. It needed some backstory, the whole thing. So, I don't know.
Yeah. I'll go with D.
I don't know what kind of backstory the Hobbit needs. He's a Hobbit. He's happy. And then the dwarves come and ruin his day.
Okay. All right. I think that concludes. That's probably the quickest, we did that pretty fast.
We did that fast.
All right. Now it's raise your glass. It took me longer to say, never mind.
Don't try again.
I'm stopping. I just can't speak.
Everyone, please, raise your glass with me.
Tempers writes, hello, American Golden Star, and the ever-jubilant Baby Hobbit. Love the show as it keeps me up on tabs on the goings-on in Middle-earth. With Update 6, I had numerous problems, which seemed to be resolved with Update 7. Before the problems, I was happily traveling through Tolkien's world. The problems, which lasted about a month, made me lose my momentum, and it's hard to get back on track and get that enjoyment back. What advice do you have to get that feeling back? Simon Norman, 728, Temperance and Others of Darrowdelf, and Ebonita of Landravel.
I don't know. You know, sometimes it just takes something little. Like, you don't plan on it, I don't think. I think you're just like, you know what? My crafting really stinks. I'm going to start working on my crafting. And then all of a sudden you're like, I can't stop at crafting. I need to go do this. And then you're hooked again, you know?
Yeah, doing something, I think, just like hanging out with your friends or doing something that sounds fun. Not necessarily going back into what you were doing in the first place.
It's hard sometimes to keep the catch up another where you approach. Are. Yeah. I get that with Skyrim all the time. I'll not play for a month and I'll come back and I'll be like, I have no idea what I was doing. And it's hard to get back into playing because I didn't know what I was doing.
Right.
Like, you know, you should just need to start something else. Forget where you were, start somewhere else, and then you'll end up going back to where you were. Trust me. You'll be okay.
I think so.
Just find something else to focus on and to play around with, and then you'll be like, oh, I remember I was working on the epic story. I'm going to go do that.
Yeah. Sometimes a fresh look and a fresh track make things better.
Carolyn of Landerville writes, hello, Golden Star. Well, listen to your podcast. I heard you offer to promote blogs on your website. I could use your help. I started my blog site a couple months ago, but it hasn't gotten much traffic yet. My blog is about equestrian events and news in LOTRO. It's called Windy Acres Ranch, and it can be found at windyacres.mymiddles-earth.net. I've tried quite a few things to generate traffic. In fact, if you look at the Galloping Gala title graphic, you'll see the three Windy Acres Ranch Riding Club members. Despite this, it's still a bit of a ghost town. On my site, I try to post news about upcoming equestrian events, such as horse races and mounted fashion contests. I also post about talent shows and include interviews with people who race horses in the game. There are several articles and how-to guides on hosting races, judging, and designing race courses. Maps and photos of the commonly used race courses are available. There's a contest every month on the site, with prizes ranging from 100 turbine points to 750 turbine points. The site has a schedule of horse races, standings that rate the race riders based on their performance, and best of all, a fancy horse name generator. Oh, that's kind of fun.
That's pretty cool.
I'm slowly building a collection of photos of each of the horse breeds. I'm working hard to have a lot of good content on my site. I also made my first attempt to a video to promote racing into LOTRO. Feel free to check it out. So I will, we read it on air, so people know about it now, but I can put up a post too. I've been doing the recommended reading for the Newbie Blogger Initiative. I can add her as well. I think that someone putting this much work into it deserves a little shout out.
That's very cool.
If you think my book is worthy and consider visiting, please mention it in your podcast. Done. Thanks so much. Sincerely, Carolyn of Landerville.
All right. Pennywise of Gladden writes, I've been playing LOTRO for a while now, but have just started listening to podcasts about it. I've been listening to yours for a few weeks now and find it quite entertaining and informative. I thought I'd write in with a question that I'm hoping you and your listeners might know the answer to. I see it's festival time again, and there's a strange place I pass every time I go to the Brie Festival. It's in the horse fields, 25.7 south, 52.1 west. It looks like some sort of playing field, but I never see anything happening there. It's a rectangular court divided into two parts, with a low fence around it and banners at both ends. Any idea what this is or was? I've been there as long as I can remember. Pennywise of Gladden Server, level 55 Hobbit Minstrel.
You found the tag grounds.
Yes.
There's two games out there in the Bree Fields. There's a regular tag field where you bring your friends. You touch the beacon. Someone is tagged as it with an arrow over their head. And you run around and you get close to somebody else and they're tagged. And that game doesn't end. You just run around and everybody's tagged and tagged and tagged and tagged. And everybody quits.
Yeah, pretty much.
The second one, there's another one. I don't know which one you found, but there's another one out there as well. That's a freeze tag game. That one's my favorite. That one has an end. But what it is, you touch the beacon. You have to have your friends in there. It's nobody to tag. It means you can't play tag. But you have your friends in there. You touch the beacon. Someone has an arrow over their head, and they're it. And you run around, and if you get close to somebody, their feet are frozen to the ground, so they can't move anymore. And if you freeze everybody who's playing, you win, and someone else gets tagged, gets marked as it. But someone else can run up while you're chasing somebody else and stand next to a frozen person for a little bit and unfreeze them. And so it's like a constantly revolving game. It's a lot of fun. I seriously suggest you gather some friends and go out there and give it a try. I think it's a lot of fun. It was a couple months ago we did it with Sip or something. I think he was going to do a post on it on Massively.
Okay.
I recommend it. I think it's super fun. Like I said, my favorite is the freeze tag. So go try it out.
Mofina the Blue writes, so guys, random newbie question for you. For a raid / skirmish night / dungeon run, what stuff is everyone expected to bring? It's great barrows / skirmishes, and I'm a hunter level 32. I'm guessing pots for morale and mana, not what Lodro calls it, but you know what I mean.
Power.
Some food buff, don't know what, agility boost, I guess, and have my return to campfire bound to great barrows entry. Anything else? And what would each role / class be expected to bring? I couldn't really find a clear source on this, so any help is appreciated. Thanks, Melfina. P.S. Love the podcast / blog, and baby Hobbit is adorable sounding. Well, thank you.
Okay, so the campsite near Great Barrow's Entry, probably not so much needed. Everybody uses instance join, so you don't actually have to physically go to the instance. You're just going to get your group together, turn on instance join, create the instance, and hop into it.
But good thinking, though.
Yeah, no, that would have been very relevant before the instance join was around, because everybody would have wanted that. Potions are, of course, very important, not just morale and mana. You're going to probably want a full set of, I don't know which great barrows you're doing, or if it requires like disease pots.
Disease pots are a big thing, especially for tanks.
Right. So you're going to want to have a full set of everyone. You're going to want to have potions that cure diseases, poisons,
wounds.
You're going to want all that stuff as well as your morale and power pots. Just because if you get one of those things on there, it's going to be so much easier on your healer if you can remove it rather than just trying to live through it. Other than that, buff food is nice. Just find some. There's the general food that you can get at your level. The morale power regen food. You're going to want some of that. I don't know what it's called for your agility boost. Sorry.
For that level, I'm not sure.
Yeah, so you can look it up. It may not even exist at that level. I don't know. No,
it does.
Okay, he says it does. So, but yeah, agility boost is what a hunter would want. You are correct. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah. Because that's what burglars would want too. Is that normal?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. But
they're both agility based. They used to be different, but now they're both.
Yeah, burglars used to be might based, but I'm agility now. So anyway, hunter, yes, you want agility food. That would be a nice little boost for you. Other than that,
some people may argue vitality. I'm just going to throw it out there too, but either one is
good. Especially at a lower level, vitality might help as well. Other than that, I don't know what else you would want to bring. Maybe hope tokens.
Yeah, that doesn't hurt, especially because
just to have them.
Yeah.
In case you need it.
Because it's a tough dungeon.
Yeah, so that's something to consider. But other than that, I think you've got it down.
I think you know what you need to bring. Yeah, it sounds like you're on the right track.
Yeah, so good luck.
Okay. All right. Going into player achievements, Suzerain writes, my Mistral Suzerain on Landerville hit 75.
Woo!
I had some scales already, so she has a dragon cloak. Wow, very nice. Her second age weapons, very nice too, and a full set of level 75 teal armor and jewelry. Can you level my character?
Rabbits is a Winfollow writes, I put the picture of Merrick from his birthday post back on my desktop background this week. I don't even have him as my background.
Hey, people love me.
You have a fan. You have a big fan. Also, I moved my 40 Lore Master Gandalf Stormcrow to Angmar from Evendim.
All right, Suzerain is actually in our chat room. And I just asked her to seriously level my characters. Gildor Stealthball writes, my lore master is halfway through 56 from Skirmish, then hit Kindred with the Iron Garrison Guards. He did my first Grand Steers run with 3 level 75s. I think I may have taken some screenshots recently. Gildor Stealthball.
And Ithril writes, playing on Vilya, I discovered and subscribed to the Unite channel. I consider not quitting the game forever after a few hours listening to that. My achievement for the week.
Congratulations. All right. In closing, how can people contact us if they would like to do so?
You can visit our blog at casualstrolltomordor.com. We welcome your email to podcast@casualstrolltomordor.com. We're available on the social internets at Twitter, Facebook, and Google+. There's links to all those on our blog if you want to check those out there. You can leave us a review on iTunes and Zune Marketplace. It really helps us out. So it lets other folks find us so that they can listen to this madness as well. We need to spread the madness. So please review and rate us up on iTunes and Zune Marketplace. You can listen to us live Saturday. Not this Saturday, because this Saturday we recorded at 3. Sorry. But listen to us live most Saturdays at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on Middle Earth Network Radio.
All right. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in, downloading, streaming, whatever it is you may be. Hope you have a great weekend.
We'll talk to you next week.
Right. We're off to party.
Party. Or maybe hummus. What did she say? It sounded like she says, I'm going to take a nap and then I'm going to wake up. Because like she's a list person. You have to give her a list.
Oh, she was going to a
kick-ass party is what it sounded like she said.
It was actually a kitty cat party.
She said, because the party we're going to, the lady has kitty cats and she knows this. And so she was like, I'm going to wake up. I'm going to have a hot dog. Then we're going to go to a kick-ass party. And I'm like, oh, what? Yeah, kitty cats. She's got 2 kitty cats.
All right. All right, so I don't have the closing wave on here. I'll put it in later. But for those of you listening live, thank you and good night.
I think it goes something like, wah, 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 wah,
wah, wah. Yes, that's exactly it.
Later, guys.
You've been listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. For more information, go to www.casualstrolltomordor.com or visit us on mymiddleearth.com. That's mymiddle-earth.com.